and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. Today I'm actually going to take from my blog. My blog is bipolarmixed.wordpress.com, and thank you for many of you that have already gone there and have made comments. I'm really flattered, and I'm just so glad that I can help anyone. This is the reason why I'm doing this and the goal. But I have so much information up there, and it's been easier. It's easier for me to write. For me, writing comes naturally, and obviously it's easier to organize thoughts while writing. Otherwise, when you're on a podcast, you're kind of on the spot. And that's also why it's important to create an outline. There's a tip for you if you want to do your own podcast. But I have so much information on there that's, I think, important to share. And so I'm going to take a blog I wrote about depression and how easily it's overlooked, how easily it's not diagnosed. A lot of people are depressed, and I see it in my family, and I see it in friends, and people can be in denial, and mostly just not even realize what the symptoms of depression are. So I'm hoping this will help some people, because for a couple of family members that I have, or I should say really a few, it's been really sad, because they have suffered from depression, and some of them really bad depression for many years, and never sought treatment. You know, part of that is stigma, a big part of it, and another part of it is just not realizing that they're depressed. You know, it's easy to think, oh, I'm really tired just because, you know, something else is going on with me. Actually, that happened to me, and I had a sleep disorder, which caused a lot of extra fatigue, and I knew that wasn't depression. But also, depression can fool you into thinking that, you know, when there's no desire to do something, you can really think that, hey, I just, you know, I don't really feel like celebrating New Year's this Eve, and I'm really okay with that. I've actually said those words and have been through that, and that is totally not me. That is totally unlike me. I love people. I love parties. I love socializing. And yet, due to depression, I rarely do that, which is unfortunate. But anyways, I'm actually going to kind of read from the blog and add to it. So when I think of depression, I think of how it is such a leech. It attaches and holds on to you tightly. It sucks the life and energy out of you as much as it can. For me, it can feel like I'm stuck in the mud, like a swampy, almost like quicksand, sinking slowly. Or like I'm, you know, dragging huge lead weights behind me. I also find depression ironic, like a catch-22, because intellectually, I know that I should want to do certain things. I want to do certain things. You know, a part of me like wants to. I want to go out. I want to enjoy myself. I want to have adventures, socialize. I want to have a life outside of my home. But even when I know a part of me wants to do something, there's this other part of me that says I should enjoy this from my past history. You know, I know the kind of person who I was, and I would normally want to do this. But the depression affects the other part of my brain, motivation and desire. And that part of the brain says, no, I'll pass. I'm too tired. I don't have the motivation or desire right now. And many of you will probably relate to this. The important thing to have during these times is compassion for oneself. You know, after you recognize it's depression, get out of the denial, But having compassion and acceptance, which let me tell you, wasn't easy. It took a long time to get to this place. But now I'm like, okay, I'm depressed. I don't have the motivation. I maybe don't have the desire either. And it's funny how sometimes I can have desire and not motivation. Sometimes I can have motivation, not desire. Like I can do my laundry, but then I don't want to leave my house. And that's the crazy thing about, because I shouldn't use the word crazy, but you know, that's the wild thing about, being mixed. Although I don't know if other people with bipolar disorder can have that experience. So let me know if you do. But having acceptance, for instance, this week, I'm having a real bad week. I'm real depressed. Most likely tapering off meds. So I'm kind of, you know, sinking down, and then hopefully it'll settle out soon. But yesterday I was like, okay, I have tons to do. I have things to do. I've always have things to do, of course. And can't do as much as I used to. Takes much longer, can take months, can take years. I sent off a letter finally last month that took me 2.5 years to send off. Three years to send off. Okay. Excuse me. But so like yesterday, I was like, I'm going to sit here and watch TV all day. And there's still a little bit of that nagging voice kind of going, oh man, you're going to just sit here and watch TV. Oh, what a sad life. And I try not to go into the negative, what a loser, you know, because I'm not a loser. I can't help this. This is just the way it is. And you know what? It's okay. It is okay if I just want to sit on the couch and watch TV all day because I suffer from depression and that's what's going to happen. Okay. And I'm going to do another blog about acceptance. So I may repeat some of that later. But let's get back to depression being overlooked. So you might note that I'm talking rapidly and my subjects are kind of floating around. And so that is clearly a mixed episode I'm having because I'm actually super depressed. Now, normally someone who isn't mixed, when they're having a depressive period, they wouldn't be talking very much. I shouldn't say that isn't mixed. I mean, I can have that too. But clearly I am mixed right now. And for instance, last night I had insomnia. but I am super depressed. Trust me. Going back to depression. So depression feels strange to me sometimes because I can think I feel okay. I don't necessarily feel like I'm depressed, but then out of experience now, after going through this so many years, I know I must be depressed because I don't have desire and motivation to do certain things that I did or would in the past, or even in the last few days when I felt better. It's easy for the mind to rationalize it, and that is the dangerous thing about depression. Like I said, you know, most common, I think, is probably I'm too tired. I just feel like relaxing today. I'm just going to take it easy today. Oh gosh, I've had a busy week. I just, you know, these are all the kind of excuses that I can use when I'm depressed. And then, you know, I might say it and then I go, you know, seeing myself trying to get out of something and I go, no, that's, you know, that's your depression. That's your depression talking. So, you know, this is one of the reasons why depression can be so tricky and it can be so easily looked by patient and doctor. Now I think doctors are better able to recognize symptoms, but for the patient, you know, you can be easily, either in denial or just think, no, I'm just, you know, not depressed. Sometimes we don't want to be depressed. We don't want to be labeled, with that stigma. But I will tell you that everyone experiences depression. When I started talking about, how I experienced depression, with friends and family, and then with strangers, like every single person totally got it. Every single person understood what depression was. So you are not alone, and it is more common than the uncommon. And I really understand this rationalization, and I understand fear of stigma because I fought it for a long time. I also fought it too because I did have a lot of severe fatigue, which was not part of the depression because I knew the difference. But it did confuse me, and I was in denial about that I was also depressed, but it was confusing to me. But I told my doctors for a long time that I wasn't depressed because I didn't think I was. And I hid it because I didn't want to be labeled. I also had fear of not being able to get health insurance during the time when it was really difficult to get health insurance if you weren't working for an employer. And I have worked for myself for many, many years. But now that I'm better at deciphering my depression, I know that even if I feel okay and think I'm not depressed, but I don't have motivation, then I know that I must be depressed. I still sometimes get fooled. Depression can be a trickster, for sure. Because a person may not believe they are depressed or able to recognize the signs, or their moods change quickly, which is definitely me because I'm a ultra rapid cycler, which is an actual thing, meaning that I cycle less than 2 weeks. I actually cycle less than 24 hours. I rarely cycle multiple times a day. It's usually just twice a day, once in the evening and then sometime at night when I'm sleeping, maybe in the morning. But I have had times where my moods, you know, definitely my moods can change from day to day. When I still had my menstrual cycle, I literally would be a different mood every week. When your moods are cycling, that can be challenging because when you feel good, you're not feeling depressed. You're like, I'm not depressed. And then you can kind of rationalize maybe when you are down and when you are depressed and just think you're tired or overworked. And also, if you have mild hypomania or definitely mania, you're just not going to go there that you're dealing with depression at all. When someone is hypomanic or manic, they are not, I shouldn't say they, I should say me because I've experienced this. I hate labeling other people because everyone has their own experiences, even though they have, you know, labels and diagnoses for us. But I'm just going to talk about me. But I know that I am not rational. I'm not rational when I'm depressed, and I'm not rational when I'm hypomanic. And I have had rare instances where I've been in the middle, where I think this is my normal. And when I was first put on mood stabilizers and got stable for 2 weeks, it was kind of shocking for me because I was like, wow, okay, I'm not over-optimistic and I'm not under-optimistic. And this is really strange because I would go back and forth. So especially if someone is a rapid cycler or if they only have mild hypomania, they can depression can definitely be overlooked. Bipolar disorder can definitely be overlooked in them. And I do think there are a lot of people that are, because I was for many years misdiagnosed with major depression when they have psychothymia or are a rapid cycler or mixed bipolar disorder, for sure mixed. It can be really super difficult to diagnose someone with mixed bipolar disorder. So that's why I'm hoping my blogs or podcasts on mix can help people better identify what's going on with them. But on the same time, patients and doctors should not ignore possible other medical conditions that can cause similar symptoms as depression or that can make a person depressed. One of the most common illnesses that mimics depression, of course, is hypothyroidism. And that's often why doctors will test your thyroid first. But there's another catch-22 to this because some medications to treat mood disorders can also cause hyperthyroidism. The mood stabilizers are very well known for that. But it is tricky because before I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, I did have low T3, They have no idea what that means, like normal TH or normal TSH, normal T4, but low T3. They do know it's related to medication. Perhaps it's related to inflammation. There's a lot more news and research on inflammation being a cause of many brain disorders. So our brains may be on fire. Which reminds me of that movie, Brain on Fire. You should definitely watch that. It's on Netflix. any case with the hypothyroidism, once I went on the mood stabilizer, then my THS and T4 also got low. So I do think I've mentioned this before, there's some sort of interesting correlation between thyroid and bipolar disorder. But it kind of makes sense. I do think bipolar disorder is also a circadian disorder, and I have a circadian sleep disorder, which is obviously related to me. In circadian rhythm is basically your body putting out certain chemicals at certain times. And so it makes sense that if our brains are related to chemicals and the chemicals are off, that this can be thyroid related as well as cortisol related and circadian related. So I do think it's important to work with a doctor who pays great attention to your symptoms, a diligent doctor and or counselor to figure out exactly what's going on. Maybe depression, it may be something else. It's also really helpful to have objective observations of friends and family who can offer, who can often note changes in mood and behavior that you or someone else may overlook. For instance, when I was at my high school reunion, my best friend in high school, by this time I told her, yeah, I am bipolar. And she said, yeah, your mood cycled in high school. And I had no idea. Of course, she didn't understand what it was at that time either. But people today are better educated. If you do think a friend or family, a member of yours might be depressed, be very careful about how you approach it and be very lovingly about it. Because unfortunately, there's still so much stigma in our society, and especially older generations, there's a lot of stigma with that. I know with my parents' generation, there's been so much stigma with that. That's why it took them 70, 80 years before they got on antidepressants, which is very sad to me, and anti-anxiety meds. So I found the best approach with people is to share my experiences with my depression and let them figure out if any of that resonates with them. It's better to share your experiences. A lot of times they'll then share their experiences. You'll hit a chord and they'll go, oh my gosh, I experienced that. And that can be really helpful. And also, I do this with counseling. I try not to suggest to someone to go to counseling, though sometimes I will, but always with the caveat that I've been to counseling for 20 years. Counseling's awesome. Counseling's changed my life for the better, so much for the better. So I hope this podcast helps you either figure out whether you're suffering from depression or not, or a family member suffering from depression or not. I do appreciate your comments. Please don't forget to scroll down and give this podcast 5 stars, please. So more people will hear it and learn and share. And you can go to my blog, bipolarmixed.wordpress.com, and make comments there. I love getting comments. I love getting your feedback. And I definitely try to respond to everything. All right. Thanks so much. And you guys take care. And I'll be talking to you soon. I'd just like to point out one more thing that I realized after recording this is, I said, oh, this was a short blog, but it's actually the longest blog. I keep on calling it blog. Podcast. I'm finally getting tired here. I took a half of trazodone, helps me fall asleep. But that's hypomania, right? Because I was talking so much and talking so fast. But mostly talking so much, I didn't realize how quickly the time was going by. So just, you know, another one of those interesting notes. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left. And please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people. And when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it. And it helps encourage me to go on and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog. That's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, M-I-X-E-D .wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at jillmimo on twitter.com. Okay, thanks guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.